Good morning. My name is Riza, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to Kontur 2.0 Implementation Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. I would now like to turn the call over to Ms. Becca Ross. The floor is yours.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and thanks for joining us on this call. I'd just like to remind you we have two more calls scheduled through the end of April on the 18th and the 25th. The recordings and transcripts from all the calls are on the KanCare website, where you can also find links to each of the MCO's websites. Our open enrollment period has ended, so now folks will just have their regular enrollment period a year from now. So first I'll turn it over to Candace Cobb from First Data for a few reminders. Candace?
Good morning, everyone. This is Candace Cobb with First Data. I do want to remind you all that if you are a provider on this call and you provide HCBS services and those services are in AuthentiCare, please do let me know if you are not receiving any of our flash communications. They are not published weekly, but they do hold important information for you, so I don't want you to miss that. Please email me at candace@firstdata.com. So that is candace.cobb@firstdata.com. If you are not getting flash communications and wish to be on that flash communication list. I also want to say that if you are having any questions or issues or any notices about changes in the system that you're not familiar with, please do call our help desk or email our help desk. And the phone number for that is 1-800-441-4667 or email those folks at authenticare.support@firstdata.com. First Data, again, is all one word. That way, a ticket can be created. If it's not a simple question, the tech will create a ticket for you, give you the ticket number. You can track that question, and so can we. So thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Candace.
We'll
turn it over to Jeff Stafford at United for their update.
Hi, good morning, everyone. The United update in terms of implementation is that there are no major systemic issues and everything that is a one or two item issue are being handled pretty well and expeditiously, so we're feeling pretty good about that. Would like to remind folks there is if you're with the CMHC, there is a CMHC billers meeting later today. There is, and we'll be there. Also, provider training sessions that are all MCOs are next week. And, please attend one of those if you think it will be helpful. We'd love to see you there and all work collaboratively towards solutions or, making sure that things are getting to where they need to be. And that's I'll end it there, and then we'll answer questions as they come up.
Thanks, Jeff. Next, I'll turn it over to Doug Kleiss for an update from Sunflower.
Hi, this is Doug Kleiss with Sunflower. Today, we have no new issues related to KanCare 2.0. I always want to remind providers that the state does keep a global issue log out there for just a continuing problems that the MCOs do report to the state, so you're always able to track those. I try to remind people that MCOs, we do put that information out there, so that's always a good place to take a look if you're encountering problems to look at. And, feel free to reach out to your appropriate MCO rep for Sunflower if you have questions. Thank you.
Thanks, Doug. Now Scott Bruner will provide the update for Aetna.
Good morning. This is Scott Bruner with Aetna Better Health of Kansas, and I've got three updates for today. First of all, we had the state approved our provider manual and our manual for access to care, our transportation vendor. Those will be posted as soon as we can get them up. I think it'll be early next week to have those posted and available. The state also approved a provider-facing frequently asked questions document from SkyGen, our dental and vision vendor, and it has answers to several of the common questions we've been getting about verifying your credentialing with SkyGen and how to get connected through Aetna in that process. So I'd look for that as well the first part of next week. I wanted to provide a second update for federally qualified health centers and rural health clinics. We've been tracking issues around encounter rates for a while through this call. That's documented on the CR log, and I just want to point people back to that log as a place for updates as we get the system resolution built and then reprocessing claims as well. So there's an update there that would be good to go look at. And then finally, on our transition of care policy, as we've told you in prior weeks, we've extended the transition of care for treating non-network providers as though receiving the 100% of the Medicaid fee schedule and applying all of the network prior authorization requirements through the end of April. That bulletin is on the KMAP website. We've reported in earlier weeks that it's also on our website. For some reason, it's fallen off of the what's new provider link, and so we're working on getting that reposted, and it doesn't change the timeline, but we did want to correct that it's on our website as well as on the KMAP website. So I think those are the three updates that we wanted to provide today, and again, just as a reminder to look to the claims resolution log for updates in addition to other issues that we're tracking. Thanks.
Thanks, Scott. Now, operator, I think we're ready to turn it over for questions.
All right. At this time, I would like to remind everyone to ask a question. Press star, then the number one in your telephone keypad. Again, that is star and then number one on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Thank you. Your first question comes from the line of Laurie Walter. Your line is now open.
Thank you. This question is for Aetna's credentialing. I'm from OCCK and we're an HCBS provider. I have submitted all credentialing documentation last October. I sent the signed contract in on January 2nd. We still haven't gotten our welcoming packet yet. When can I expect this?
Hi, Lori. This is Lisa Castillo, and I will look into that. What is your phone number, and I can give you a call after the meeting?
785-827-9383.
Okay, 785-827-9383?
That's correct.
Okay.
Your next question comes from the line of Barb Zimmerman. Your line is now open.
Oh.
Barb, do you have a question?
Barb Zimmerman, your line is now open.
You may need to unmute your line. Can't hear you. Operator, do we have another question?
Your next question comes from the line of Kathy Anderson. Your line is now open.
Hi, this question is for the Aetna representative. I am interested, you said the state had approved the SkyGen manual. I was just interested in how we can get that. I'm kind of like the other caller. We have been trying to get set up with our providers. We're an ophthalmology practice, and we've been trying to get set up since like at October as well. Still don't have everything in place, but I'm really interested in the SkyGen manual and getting that set up. We got approved, I think we're approved in the system, but haven't seen any concrete evidence of that. For being in the Aetna MCO, but particularly for the SkyGen portion of it, since we are ophthalmology practice.
Kathy, this is Scott Bruner. So if I misspoke, I apologize. It's a frequently asked questions document. It's not the full provider manual, but in that document, there's some instructions on the 800 number you can call or the website you can go to check on your status. With SkyGen, if you could give me your phone number, I'm happy to give you a call and I can get that to you or put you in contact with somebody at SkyGen to verify that for you.
Okay. My number is 316-712-4970. I'm at Central Plains IMDs in Wichita, Kansas.
Thanks, Kathy. We'll be in touch today.
Your next question comes from the line of Gail Herdon. Your line is now open.
Good morning. This is for United this morning. I have an issue that I've been trying to work with the provider rep, but I'm not getting anywhere. We had a payment for an FMS admin claim, and then it was recouped. And because of the person having a client obligation, there's a list published by the state back in 2014 that FMS admin is not supposed to be deducted for the client obligation, but I can't seem to get anywhere with my provider rep. So I need assistance on this from United, if I could.
Okay. This is Jeff from United. I am our chief operating officer, and I will be happy to escalate this to me and dig in and take a look at it and get you an answer. Can I give you my email and make sure, and I'll send you my cell phone, and we'll go from there?
Okay. Go ahead.
Sure. In fact, I'll just give them both to you now. So my email is Jeff, J-E-F-F, _ Stafford, STAFFORD, at UHC.com. And my cell phone is area code 913-633-6305.
Okay.
And if you wouldn't mind, can I just make sure and I get your contact info down, and that way if I can make sure and get on it.
Sure. My phone number is 785-819-3456.
819-3456. And what's the name of the
it's for
which
OCCK.
FMS provider? OCCK.
OCCK.
I want to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm also going to give you Natalie Hayes' contact info, just because she's another good resource here that we can use, and, you know, two's a little bit better than one. Natalie is N-A-T-A-L-I-E underscore Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S, at UHC.com. And her phone number is 314-592-7534. And Natalie is what we call a performance excellence. She helps us solve the, you know, problems that are, you know, above normal, and, you know, untangles knots. And so let's use both of us and get you untangled.
Okay, super. Thank you.
You bet.
Your next question comes from the line of Kathy Anderson. Your line is now open.
Hi, this call is for Jeff for United Healthcare. Did you say something about, I'm kind of trying to take some notes on training, something about training sessions? Was this for provider staff, or I really understand that. Is that going to be available next week?
Yes. So the training I was talking about was our all MCO training that I know that each the MCOs have been working together to you know, put on. And let me get the 411 on the times and locations, and we'll get that out.
Kathy, this is Becky Ross, and providers can go onto the KMAP website and register for the training. The MCOs do this periodically. They're all together and do an all MCO training that lasts half a day, and they're available to answer questions. It's a really good resource, but you can go onto the KMAP website and register for the training.
Yeah, Kathy, Doug Kleiss with Sunflower. The Wichita meeting is on the 24th. There is one on the 22nd, Tuesday in Hayes, 24th in Wichita, and then the next week there will be one in Olathe after that week. So,
okay. All right.
Go out to the KMAP site and register.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's a big help. Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Barb Zimmerman. Your line is now open.
Good morning. I have a question for Aetna. It came to our attention that for the ISP, Aetna is using a Dynamo system, and we have not been receiving any ISPs from the new email box associated with that system. And in addition to that, there was concern that the algorithm for the 4.6-week conversion into monthly units is incorrect, and it's causing incorrect units to be put on ISPs and also potentially in Authenticare. I can't personally verify that because we have not received any ISPs through that system, but a care coordinator felt that there was issues with that. And so my other question then is, are other providers receiving their ISPs through that system, or is it a global problem? We have been in contact with Stephanie Gramlich yesterday, and she was going to try to look into it, but we have hundreds of members with Aetna, and we've received maybe three or four ISPs that came directly from a care coordinator, not through your Dynamo system.
Hi, Barb. It's Stephanie Gramlich. I'm on the call today. And yes, we talked. You and I talked yesterday, and I did look into that. We have staff looking into it right now, and I had sent you a follow-up email yesterday at 4 letting you know that my staff was pulling up numbers and checking Dynamo versus the ISP. And then we're also looking at that email box as well. So we do understand that you have, you know, a few hundred members with us, and we are working to resolve that issue. So I'll be in touch with you later today after I find out from my staff what the issue is. So I will, I'll be in touch later today.
Okay, thank you.
And Barb, this is Scott Bruner. Just to check your other question, which we may have to do some more investigation on, it's on the conversion from weekly hours to monthly and how that shows up. So your question is about the conversion factor, and then since you can't see it on the ISPs, or you're worried about it being correct in AuthentiCare,
that's
the factor
correct.
More than the reporting side.
What we need on that ISP is we need a total monthly unit that the consumer is approved for, and that has to match what is in the AuthentiCare system.
Okay, I just want to make sure I got the question correct. Thanks,
yes.
Barb.
Uh-huh.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Belinda Mahoney. Your line is now open.
Hi, this is for Aetna, and it's similar to a previous caller regarding Skygen. If you could please contact me also about the Skygen contracts and who we can get in touch with so we be sure to have this completed by the end of the month. And my number is 620-669-2644.
I missed your first name when you came on the call.
Okay. You missed what?
Belinda. Okay. I'm sorry.
Belinda.
People in
okay.
the room were paying closer attention than I was. I apologize.
Okay.
We'll reach out today.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Candy Temple. Your line is now open.
Hi, this is Candy Temple with Stormont Vale in Topeka. I have a couple of questions with for Aetna. We have regular calls with an Aetna rep every couple of weeks about our issues, and we'd really like to know when we can expect an executed contract.
Hi, this is Lisa. We can get that out to you. We do have an executed contract for you, so I don't know why you have not received it. What is your phone number?
785-354-6259. We keep
okay.
being told it's going to be checked on, but then we never hear. So, and we just ask every time we have a phone call, and we just aren't getting an answer on that. So thank you.
Yep, I will get back with you after the call.
Okay, and then the other question, we have a big concern about not receiving our remittance advices electronically, and we want to make sure that that happens before our big reprocess of claims happens.
Okay, I will follow up on that too.
Okay, great, thank you.
You're welcome.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, press star. Send the number one on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions at this time. Please continue.
All right. Thank you, operator. Thank you all for joining us on the call. And remember that we have two more of these scheduled for the next two Thursdays in April. Thanks for joining us, and have a great day.
This concludes today's conference call. Thank you, everyone, for participating. You may now disconnect.